Welcome to this podcast about Suez River and Macaw Bay in Washington. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Suez River, also known as the Suyas River, rises in the northwest foothills of the Olympic Mountains and flows 16 miles through private timberland and the Macaw Reservation before reaching Macaw Bay, roughly 120 miles northwest of Seattle and about 4 miles southwest of Nea Bay, Washington. The river drains an area of roughly 14,524 acres of densely forested watershed that has long been managed intensively for timber production, with the heaviest logging occurring in the 1970s. The Macaw Reservation occupies Cape Flattery, bounded on the north by the Strait of Juan de Fuca and on the west by the Pacific Ocean. It covers about 30,080 acres and is home to roughly 1,500 residents, the largest community being Nea Bay. The Macaw are the southernmost people of the Wakashan language family and the only member of that family living within the United States. Its other branches are First Nations peoples on the west coast of Vancouver Island, British Columbia. The tribe's main sources of income are forestry, fishing, and tourism. The Macaw National Fish Hatchery sits on the Suez River, about 3 miles upstream from the river mouth. It belongs to the National Fish Hatchery System, a network of 71 federal hatcheries dedicated to fish restoration and recovery. The Macaw Hatchery works to conserve native stocks of fall Chinook and coho salmon and winter steelhead, while producing enough smolts to support area tribal, commercial, and sport fisheries. Returning adults are sorted and either spawned or passed upstream, depending on stock needs and program goals. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.